Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We've been going through First Things First to go along with our theme, the Seek First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness in 2024, and so we'll have another study tonight along those lines in our service. We start at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings, and we have children's clubs that meet, as well as a nursery, and then the rest of us are in the auditorium, and just a great time together always on Wednesday night. Our Spanish church meets also on Wednesday evening, and they start at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for the Spanish church, and we invite you out to be part of their service as well. So it'll be a great, great night tonight, and if you have a church, I want you to be in your place, and you be there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and for God to speak to your heart and give you what you need here right in the middle of the week. Well, I want to look at Genesis 22 today. Genesis 22. The story is set here, for God has told Abraham to go and offer his son Isaac, and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that he'll tell him of. And we pick it up in verse number 6 of Genesis 22. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Abraham, tested here by God to take his son, the promised son, Isaac, whom Abraham had been promised he'd be the father of multitudes. And remember, he waited and waited and waited, and then, of course, had relations with the handmaid. Sarah gave her approval to that, and Hagar bore a son, Ishmael. And when Abraham was about 86 and Sarah was 76, and soon after that, Sarah, the angels visited and said, Your wife Sarah is going to bear a son. And Sarah laughed. And by the way, Isaac's name means laughter. And of course, Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. And not long after that, Sarah's mad at Hagar and jealous and Ishmael and says, Send them away. Just send them away. And so now Abraham did so, and now they're just the three of them. Years pass. Of course, Abraham loves Isaac as he loves his own soul. And then the Lord comes and says, I want you to take Isaac and offer him upon Mount Moriah as a burnt sacrifice. And as they're going, Isaiah here, who's not a kid, not a child, he's a young man, he says, Father, here's wood and here's fire. Where's the sacrifice? And of course, prophetically, Abraham speaks and says, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And pretty soon Isaac gets the picture that he's the sacrifice, and he lays on the altar. And Abraham raises a knife in the air and was going to bring it down, when all of a sudden he hears the voice from heaven call his name, Abraham, Abraham! And of course he doesn't have to come down with that knife upon his only son. And then he looks and there's a ram caught in the thicket, and he sacrifices that ram, and his son is spared. And then notice he called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And that means God sees, or God will provide. Abraham's testimony is, the Lord will provide. All through the Bible, the testimony is, the Lord will provide. Your testimony and my testimony is, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. And I submit to you on this April 10th, 2024, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He provided coats of skins in the garden for Adam and Eve. He provided the ark of safety for Noah and his family. He provided for Joseph in the land of Egypt. He provided the way out of Egypt for Moses and the Israelites. He provided water from a rock and manna every morning from in the wilderness for the children of Israel. He provided leadership for them, a cloud by day and a fire by night. He provided for them when the walls of Jericho fell down flat. He provided for them when the sun stood still so they could win the battle against the Amalekites. He provided fire from heaven for Elijah on Mount Carmel. He provided a meal in the widow who just had nearly an empty barrel of meal. He provided safety for Daniel in the lion's den and safety for the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. He provides salvation for us through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. I think we could say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Listen, the same God who they had is our God. God's still in the providing business. He's still Jehovah Jireh. God provide. I'll testify. God provided when our first baby came. God provided when our first house came. God provided when our loved one died. God provided all the way down through the line, all the way down through my Christian life. I'm going to tell you, God provided, and I'll share some of that with you today. But my testimony today and your testimony ought to be the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. Let me say this. The Lord provides the right thing. The Lord always provides the right thing. Here, Abraham found a ram caught in the thicket. That's the offering. That's the sacrifice. And listen, we needed a sacrifice. We're sinners under condemnation. And so we need a substitute for our sin. And God provided a lamb. And that lamb's blood was shed so our sins could be forgiven. You see, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was a Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. And so God provided the right thing. That's what we needed. The psalmist said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Get that? Beautiful for situation. Why? Because God provides the right thing. You need courage? He has it. You need grace? He can provide it. You need money? He can provide that. You need food? He'll provide it. Need safety? He'll provide it. Need power? He'll provide it. Need friendship? He'll provide it. Need love? He'll provide it. God always provides the right thing. Number two, I want you to notice God always provides at the right time. I'm sorry, at the right place. At the right place. Ram, right where Abraham needed it to be. You know, when you're in the right place, doing the right thing, God will provide the right thing, but he'll also provide it at the right place. When you're in the will of God, God will provide. When you're doing the will of God, God will provide. He provided for Daniel in the lion's den because Daniel had decided that he would continue to pray to God. He provided fire from heaven for Elijah. But listen, Elijah had to challenge the prophets of Baal first. See, you never know. Someone said, and it's so true, you never know that God is all you need until God is all you have. And my friend, that's when God comes through. He always comes through at the right place. When we came to Bible Baptist Church, this October will be 19 years. We've seen God do amazing, amazing things in this place. 15 people called us to be the pastor of this church, and the church had just been trying to keep their nose above the water, so to speak, and keep from going under. And we've seen God bless in so many ways with the renovation of buildings and the addition of some buildings and missionaries. Mission support go from just $8,000 a year to now nearly $128,000 a year. We've seen now our missionaries grow to over 90 missionaries every month that we support. How in the world does that happen? Jehovah Jireh is how that happens. God provides. God provides at the right place. You see, when Abraham was at the right place, that was Mount Moriah. Then God provided the ram that he needed. when you're at the right place in church, and you're in the right place of prayer, and you're in the right place in the Word of God, and you're in the right place in witnessing to others, you're in the right place of being separate from the world and separate unto God, when you're in the right place of giving God His tithe and an offering, listen, the right place always is the place of obedience to the Lord. That's always the right place, and God provides at the right place, the right things at the right place and at the right time. The knife was about to come down, and Abraham heard his voice calling from heaven, "Abraham!" And he stopped. God's clock is always on time. God's clock's always on time. When our son Andrew was born, we had just graduated Bible college, and my wife, because of the first child we had, had to have cesarean with Andy, and we had no way to pay for it. We had no way how we were going to pay for it. We did not know. And we were loading up our car to leave Indiana and head back to Ohio, and the hospital called and said, "There's a special fund called the Hill Burton Fund, and you've qualified for it, and we just want to let you know that Andy is paid in full." How's that happen? Jehovah Jireh. That's how that happens. We load that up, and we head back to Ohio. God provides at the right time. God provides at the right time. And I remember when we were in a church. When we remodeled this building, we remodeled the auditorium. We were trying to raise enough money. And boy, in those days, it wasn't, I don't know that we would get $5,000 in a month of offerings. And here we are trying to raise money. I think the goal was to have, $9,000-$10,000 to renovate our auditorium and get it up to date and change the platform and things like this. And we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how it was going to happen. And we started raising the money, and unbelievable, someone came to me, and listen, it had been nobody you would have thought of, nobody you'd ever guessed, said, "We'll match it. We'll match everything that's given up to $6,500. And the Lord brought that $6,500 in, and they doubled it to $13,000, and we got everything renovated. You just wouldn't believe it. Oh, no, no. I don't see it to believe it. I believe it, and then I'll see it. That's the way God works. I'll testify. After 60 years of being a Christian and 42 years in the ministry, listen, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. God does provide. He always provides at the right time. Say it confidently. Say it expectantly. Say it continually. He will provide. Jehovah Jireh. You're a child listening to me today. Jehovah Jireh, He'll provide. Teenager, struggling to obey your parents, trying to have a good testimony, I'm going to encourage you. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. A young married couple on a tight budget, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Single family, living day to day, single parent, trying to make ends meet, hey, God will provide. Senior saint, going looking for that check at the first of the month, God will provide. Mount Moriah, God provided. He provided the Savior on that same mount in Jerusalem. He died for us to save us. God always provides the right thing, the right place, at the right time. Let's take it. Let's trust it. Let's believe it on this April 10th. Have a great Wednesday. This is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
smile.